What bit? He just...
Just walked around and didn't do nothing.
Well, if he couldn't even sit up all morning, he just...
Lay around.
And you bring your foot down heavy on the floor and you say you...
Stomping.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
If it's got a place to get a hold of it, you can pull it to you. If it ain't, you can't.
And to move it away from you, you...
Push it.
And something that you grow out in your yard, what's your wife's plant?
I don't know so much out there, I can't name it.
Just different kinds of...
Shrubbery.
And things that bloom, or...
There's a whole kind of flower and shrubbery out there.
If you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you could go out and...
Get your bouquet and things out of the yard.
You go out and pluck some flowers.
Pluck some flowers.
And if you will...
Or cut some flowers, same thing.
If a friend was real sick and he needed to go to the doctor and he didn't have a car, you'd say, well, I'll be glad to...
Carry him.
And if you saw a friend walking home alone, you might say, and you had your car, you'd say, can I... What you home?
I give you a lift, a ride. But I tell you about that, I got to know who he is before I pick him up. I've been picked up twice. I picked up twice.
Uh-huh.
And I was sorry at both times.
What happened?
I picked up two there at Junction City and started on Ford Jail Road, my load of watermelons one morning. And I got up at the other side of the little corner. They tried to rob me of everything I had.
What'd you do?
They went to the side, I didn't have no money, and they turned around and left. They caught them down at Winfield.
Mm-hmm.
They caught them right going that way, and the way they went.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, I drove up on a side road and told the man I wasn't going no further, so he got out. Me and my dad-in-law were coming to El Rito. We picked him up in El Rito, going to give him a ride over here to Lily. He's going someplace, he said, down South Louisiana. And we got in there, this side of El about 4 miles, and I looked back through the back glass of the truck,
uh-huh.
And he had a set of burglars tubes open looking at him. And I told my dad-in-law, I said, you get down at that road, turn to the left. I said, pull off down that road. Pull out there and stop, let him get out. I said, he'll take what we got if he fool with him a little. So he pulled out there and told him that's where he's going.
Mm-hmm.
Last we seen him, he was walking. We went around about 2 miles and hit another road and come back here. Left him on the highway.
If you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
In my arms.
And
towed it.
What would you say if, say, you had a real heavy... object, say a suitcase. You say, I had to put that suitcase up 3 flights of stairs. I had to.
Got to lug it up three flights of stairs. I've lugged watermelons up 3 flights of stairs.
If you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go.
Go get me a hammer.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
You'll get burnt if you mess with that stove.
So don't.
Don't fool with it.
Don't you.
Touch it.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
How was that?
I'd say, if I get there first, I'll...
Tell them I said I was coming.
I'll wait.
Wait till you get there.
Okay, or I'll wait. What
wait,
you...
Wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more...
Chance.
And someone who's always smiling, always sees the